This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this post is, Please Understand How Important This Is. This post is explaining my motives behind writing spiritually heavy or deeply theological things, which may appear unnecessary or exhausting, or when it seems like theological mumbo-jumbo. I want you to know I am aware it may not apply to you personally or speak to you where you are at in your walk with the Lord at this time. The reason for me writing these kinds of posts is I am attempting to point out and hopefully address some things which seem to be missing from the pulpit in many churches. My purpose is to reach the pastor or Bible teacher so that they might address these kinds of things to their congregations in person or online. I've heard that an individual will not grow in their walk with God beyond that of the individual they look up to for spiritual direction. And since this is the case, we have a severe problem in our generation. The problem is biblical inerrancy, illiteracy, in both the pulpit in many churches these days and with the average church-going Christian. Most Christians, according to statistics, live off their feelings together with maybe a short daily devotion at best, and at worst, TikTok videos sharing a verse here or there out of context. The result of this is spiritual malnutrition. I'm not saying the Holy Spirit does not work with our feelings, but our feelings apart from wisdom, meaning the truth from God's word, is dangerous. Therefore, when I write theologically heavy posts, I am trying to get you to dig into your Bible and know for yourself what is true. And I am trying to get you to spread the message to pastors and Bible teachers who may be preaching sermons simply from what they were taught at a seminary years ago, but who have not taken the time to examine the scriptures with fresh eyes, void of some lens imposed upon the text, which they may have been taught to read through. Here is an example. If I read the Bible through the lens of, say, John Calvin, Calvinism, then I'll see the verses through his lens and what he taught. Or if I was raised as an Arminianist, or Arminianism, that is, and went to a Bible college that taught through that lens, then I'll read the Bible from that point of view, etc. These things, as history has shown, totally affect our interpretation of the Bible. The thing is, whether we realize it or not, we all read the Bible through one lens or another, based upon who taught us how to understand Scripture. Because of this, I believe the way to move forward so that we all can read the same Bible and understand it the same way is to study the Bible using its own method of interpretation. This is called biblical theology. It is reading it as if you were there sitting in the congregation of, say, Ephesus, listening to Paul's message, or if you were listening to Jesus teach in Jerusalem, or if you were there with the Apostle John on the island of Patmos during the writing of the book of Revelation. The key is to read each book of the Bible as its own individual book, and to read each book in the isolated context that it was written. What I mean is Paul wrote certain things to certain churches for certain reasons. And if we start by asking, who is he writing to? Why is he writing? And what is the letter to that church saying as a whole? Then that is a good place to start. Now, why is this so important? Because when we accurately read and interpret the Bible, we receive as a result a healthy or correct view of God and his nature, of ourselves, and of the world around us. And when we rightly understand the Bible, it naturally informs our worldview. And our worldview is the lens we use to view everything. And seeing life the way God has communicated it to us, meaning a biblical perspective, will help us navigate daily life, including how we view money, work, health, sickness, death, politics, the present and the future, and all of life's difficulties with hope from a promise-keeping Savior and Lord. Therefore, I post so that we might see things and feel things according to the Holy Spirit who expresses himself to us through living words, which were written down for our understanding, growth, and hope.